Speak up! Table's 12, 4, 11.
Got it. Hey, when you get a second, stop looking at my boobs.
Excuse me. Waitress? Dude?
Hi, what can I get you?
We need some...
Is that annoying? Is that obnoxious and rude? Would you find it distracting if someone did that to you while you were working? Oh, you don't have a job, sorry.
Damn, dude, she burned you.
Oh. No, hipster. No. Do not think we're on the same team. We have nothing in common. I wear knit hats when it's cold out. You wear knit hats because of cold play. You have tattoos to piss off your dad. My dad doesn't know he's my dad. And finally, you think this is the sound that gets you service. I think this is the sound that dries up my vagina.
The other waitress disappeared. The Russian one? We need horseradish.
Please.
That, ladies, is how you treat a waitress. Paulina!
Oh, so good.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were on break. I just need some horseradish.
Here.
Oh, cool.
Excuse me, where's my waitress?
She's coming. Earl, I made your favorite red velvet.
My little cupcake brought me a cupcake. Let me pay for that.
Oh, no. It's on the house. It's your birthday. How old are you going to be?
75.
Oh, Earl, if you were just 3 years younger.
Yo, Max, big news. The new boss fired that Russian waitress, Paulina. Turns out Chessy Karnakova was Vladimir Putin in Oz.
Hello, today. I have paycheck for you.
I need to talk to you. You fired Paulina Han?
I am no longer Han Lee. I have new American name to go with changing neighborhood.
To go with the changing neighborhood. You need to remember this for your immigration exam.
Correct. To go with the changing neighborhood.
Bryce? Your name is Bryce Lee? Wait, don't hire a new waitress, okay? I've been doing all the work anyway, and I really could use the extra money.
You need help.
No, I don't.
Everyone needs help sometimes.
I don't. I've been waiting my whole life, okay? I've waited on tables, I've waited in bars, I've waited on home pregnancy tests.
I already hired a new waitress. She works in all top restaurants in Manhattan. I gave her Paulina's uniform.
Hi, Mr. Lee. Not to complain, but I think someone wore this uniform before me, like right before me. Is it possible that I could get another one? Maybe one that's a little less moist? Also, this mustard color doesn't really go with my skin tone, neither do the mustard stains. And these various other stains. And smells, I hope that's clam chowder. So... I think it'd be better for everyone, including my immune system, if I just keep on wearing what I'm wearing and add the apron, because this is Chanel. So, thank you, and let's waitress.
Whatever that is, it does not belong in this diner. It belongs in a show on Bravo.
But she blonde, hair so shiny. Good for business.
Where do you even find these people? The Russian hooker, the one before that was a meth addict.
You train her. I am boss. The boss.
Oh. Fine. But make her wear the uniform. Are you sure we can't get the meth addict back? She was really good at cleaning.
But her teeth fall out.
You are really judgmental, you know that? I'm only going to say this once, so pay attention.
I'm Caroline, by the way. And you're Max?
Don't get attached. So, this is the Williamsburg Diner, owned by Han Lee, who just changed his name to Bryce Lee because I guess he wants people to take him even less seriously. 8 months ago, we bought it from the Russian mob. Clientele used to be all Eastern Bloc criminals and crack whores, but then he took it over and ruined it.
Yes, sexy woman. You look so pretty today. You look so beautiful, I forgot how bad your personality is.
Thanks, Oleg.
Hey, Barbie.
That's Oleg. He will hit on you aggressively and relentlessly. He doesn't realize he looks like that, and I don't have the heart to tell him.
Miss, can we get some menus?
Oh, sure. Don't smile. Because it raises the bar, and then I have to smile, and I can't be doing that. It's exhausting, and I have a bad back. That's Earl. We're in love. Do not talk to him unless you want to feel whiter than you already are. Oh, and that's Dane. Not clam chowder. Go marry the ketchups.
Marry the ketchups. I'm on it.
Okay. Now divorce the ketchups. There's no such thing as divorcing the ketchups. You've never waitressed a day in your life.
Yes, I have.
You expect me to believe you after watching that whole Temple Grandin routine? I'm telling Lee.
Okay, I may have enhanced my resume.
Enhanced? What are we, in Paris?
Please, I really need this job, okay? We lost all of our money. My trust fund was taken for legal fees. My dad is in jail.
What are you, Martin Channing's daughter? Where's the paper? Martin Channing, the guy who ripped off the entire city, is your father.
He told us we were having a good year.
You're Caroline Channing. You're like a billionaire.
Was a billionaire. They froze all our assets. Everything's gone. I only have what I could grab, and I grabbed all the wrong things.
So do you know the president?
I've met him.
He's hot.
He's the president.
Have you been to Switzerland?
Yes.
Do you have a horse?
Yes.
Do you know Paris Hilton?
No, she's 100.
Excuse me, 2 hot chocolate, please.
Come on up.
Let me do that, please. I'm a really fast learner. I went to Wharton Business School. I got 2300 on my SATs.
Can you make a hot chocolate or not? We split the tips. Give me yours. Did better than I thought you would.
Listen, tonight I thought of a way we could make some extra money. They've totally underestimated the price point on those red velvet cupcakes. In Manhattan, the asking price is at least 7, so we could sell them for 7 and then pocket the difference.
Nothing about that sounds wrong to you?
It's not our fault that the idiot who makes the cupcakes doesn't know their worth.
I'm the idiot who makes the cupcakes.
New information.
Look, that's stupid. No one would pay $7 for one of my cupcakes.
Really? Because...
Well, at least we know you're not adopted. So how'd you even end up in Brooklyn?
Oh, I went on monster.com. Typed in place where nobody from the Upper East Side would ever go, ever. And this diner came up.
You can't wear a fancy leather jacket outside in this neighborhood. You have to turn it inside out.
Oh.
Fur. Cool. Turn it back. So where do you live?
Our townhouse was taken and bolted up by the bank, so...
Is this where I'm supposed to feel sorry for you?
I mean, I don't want you to. But just so you know, a well-adjusted person would.
I'm dead inside.
You make that pretty obvious. Anyway, I'm just gonna stay in the city with a friend.
I live a couple of blocks that way. I'd walk you to the subway, it's just that I don't want to.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's cool. So what are you doing?
The band's practicing.
But you're not playing any instruments.
Yeah, that's how we practice. We, like, listen to other good music and play it in our head.
It's like the secret. Well, I have a secret for you guys. Get out.
Whoa! All
right, you guys better go.
We should go.
Sorry, guys. I still have to make the cupcakes.
Cupcakes for why? Just buy them at the store.
You can do that in the morning, babe. Come to bed.
No, I can't. I have to be in the city by 10. Fine. You can have 3 minutes. Fine, you can have 8. One for each app. Well, I can cross that off my bucket list. Hey, find the taser! Oh my God! I am so sorry. I didn't think it would hurt so much. It's pink.
It didn't feel pink.
I didn't know it was you. I thought I was being raped.
That's not what rape feels like. Did you sleep on the subway?
I had nowhere else to go, and I'm too afraid to sleep outside on the street.
God, you're spoiled.
Next stop, Greenpoint.
Get your stuff. Come on, I'll take you to my place. But hurry, because I have to be in the city in 30 minutes.
Call me.
Oh, my God, you've been robbed.
This is how it always looks.
Oh, my God, totally cute.
All right, I'll be back at 4 and we can go to work together. Bathroom, bedroom, boyfriend sleeps till 4, yard.
Oh, you have a yard. Looks like a really nice place to relax and do crack.
It is. I gotta go. I'm gonna be late for my other job in the city.
You have 2 jobs?
Yes, I babysit for a Manhattan socialite diva. Now I have a set.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, thank God you're here. There is a bridge and tunnel smell over by the babies that's stressing me out.
Their diapers probably need to be changed.
Again? I swear the morning nanny just did that. Motherhood is for reals. Max, remind me, what's my Twitter password?
Twitter password.
Yes!
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Angelina.
Max, I need to tell you something because we're family. Now, get me room temperature water and come over here. We are victims of the Channing Ponzi scheme. Me, David, and Brangelina.
How much money did you lose?
Hold my hands. Nothing. But it really scared me. Open that.
So, do you know Caroline Channing?
No, but she lost everything. She has no money. Can you imagine having no money? I mean, you wouldn't even have any money.
You should twit that.
And no one will even talk to her. I heard she went to 6 different friends' houses for a place to stay, and they all had to pretend they weren't home.
That's not cool. That's really sad.
So sad. Breaks my heart. I guess motherhood has really opened me up emotionally. Max, I need to hold one of the babies. Bring me one.
Oh, yeah.
No, the other one. That's not the good one.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Oh, I'm so sorry if I woke you up.
Who are you?
I'm Max's friend. Don't tell her I said that. I have a feeling if she heard me call her my friend, she'd stab me.
What are you doing over there?
Just washing my uniform. Trying to make it a little more cute, a little less crusty.
Oh, watch out.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my. Do you have a towel or a rag?
You know what? I got it.
Oh, okay.
I'm Robbie.
I'm uncomfortable. You're getting me wet.
That's the point.
You're Max's boyfriend.
It's cool.
No, it's not. Back up, Jersey Shore. You're pathetic. And that's coming from someone who's homeless and wearing white after Labor Day. And I've seen better.
No, you haven't.
Hey, why didn't you wait for me? I thought we were coming over together.
Oh, I wanted to get here early to marry the Ketchups.
Listen, I heard something really upsetting about you today.
What did he say? That I came on to him?
Him who?
Nothing.
Him, Robbie?
It's none of my business, but you deserve better than that guy.
Yeah, it is none of your business. Oh, I was just starting to feel sorry for you.
I'm just saying, you're worth more than that.
What, I'm supposed to believe you about this? The person who lied on their resume and lied about the cupcakes, you're a liar.
I'm just trying to help.
You know what? Since you seem to know so much about everything, why don't you take your Wharton degree and your ridiculous coat and figure this all out yourself?
Max. Max, wait.
Oh, look, the Arcade Fire concert just let out across the street. Good luck with that.
She's coming back, right? She's not going to leave me here alone with a restaurant full of people.
Let me put it to you this way. You might as well be a nightmare at the Schwarzenegger house. You got screwed.
Yeah. That feels so good. Now put your tambourine around it.
Hi, honey, I'm home. I want you gone by the time I get back.
Babe, I can explain. You weren't supposed to be home.
People say I deserve better than you.
Who? That blonde girl? She doesn't know what she's talking about.
She went to Wharton. And Switzerland.
Yo, look at that. That girl is working harder than Stephen Hawking trying to put in a pair of cufflinks.
Here, let me help you with that.
I don't need any help.
Everyone needs help sometimes.
This isn't what I ordered.
This is Caroline. She may have gotten your order wrong, but she does get some things right. Thank you.
No, thank you. What'd you see in that guy anyway?
He had these muscle thingies.
Oh, those things?
Yeah. I don't know what those are called, but they make smart girls stupid.
I thought your tight ass wasn't coming in tonight and my heartbroken hands.
You know what, Oleg? I needed that. So, I need a roommate if you want to crash.
Not gonna lie, the subway's cleaner than your couch.
Well. I just felt myself starting to like you.
Really? Because I really feel like...
I knew that would last. Come on. Tomorrow we can go into the city and get the rest of your stuff.
Everything's locked up.
Well, you have nothing that you care about that we can get?
Well, there is one thing.
The weirdest thing is that nobody stopped us.
I'm going to save a fortune keeping him here instead of in the stables.
When did you put this whole horse in my yard thing together?
I can't help it. I see an opportunity and I make it happen. Like with your cupcakes.
Like what with my cupcakes?
Ready? To open a bake shop, all we need is 250 grand startup money for the real estate and the basic equipment.
Yeah. Oh. 250 grand, that's all?
Yeah.
Did freaking Chestnut here kick you in the head while I was in Starbucks?
Hear me out. If we both worked two jobs and made $2,000 a week, we could open a cupcake business in a little over a year. In the past 2 days, we've made $387, and that's a good start. We can make extra money at other jobs, like publicists, advertising executives...
Janitors, drug mules.
We really need to work on your self-esteem. So, you cupcakes, me business background, us success. What do you think?
I think you have a horse.
I think we have a horse.
Don't get attached.
Catch the season premiere of Hawaii 5-0 next, only CBS.